family and friends, having gathered in this beautiful place for the purpose of witnessing these marital vows, who gives this woman to this man?
Bless his mother and I.
Join hands as we all pray together. O Lord, we ask your blessing upon this couple. It is by your will that their life paths have crossed and they have found love in one another. Holy and gracious God, we know that love is a precious, priceless gift that comes from you, fully embodied in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray this day that the gift of love will be fully embodied in the holy union of Melissa and Sterling. Bless them in this time of worship as they share their vows and exchange rings before you. Bless them each day to come as they live together as husband and wife. May your presence, O God, giver of life and love, always be at the center of their marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please remain standing as I read a scripture. This is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. And God's word says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable to him.' The Lord God formed out of the ground every wild animal and every bird of the sky and brought each to the man to see what he would call it. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the livestock, to the birds of the sky, and to every wild animal. But for the man, no helper was found suitable to him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to come over the man, and he slept. God took one of his ribs and closed the flesh at that place. Then the Lord God made the rib he had taken from the man into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, 'This one at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. This one will be called woman, for she was taken from man.' This is why a man leaves his father and mother and bonds with his wife, and they shall become one flesh." You may be seated. Today, by our presence, we show our love and our support for Sterling and Melissa as they begin their married life together. It is their heartfelt desire to welcome you to this ceremony today. In the past, Sterling and Melissa have learned to know and to love each other. Now they have decided to live their lives together as husband and wife. We've been invited to hear them as they promise to face the future together, accepting whatever may lie ahead. These surroundings were not chosen by chance, just as they believe that God did not bring them together by chance. But God pulled them together to be in the same place at the same time so that they could spend the rest of their lives together. Our presence indicates the mutual love and support that they feel for you and you for them. So Sterling and Melissa, nothing is easier than saying words, and nothing is harder than living those words out day after day. What you promise today must be renewed and redecided tomorrow. Every day you wake up next to each other, you get to decide how to treat one another as husband and wife. Legally, at the end of this ceremony, you will be man and wife. But every day thereafter that you wake up, you get to decide how to be sweet and kind to one another, how to make sure you meet one another's needs, and how to make sure you anticipate those and be the sweetest spouse that you can be. Real love is something beyond just excitement and romance. It's caring as much about the welfare and the happiness of your marriage partner as you do about your own. Real love is not total absorption in each other either, though. It's not always looking deep into each other's eyes. Sometimes it's standing shoulder to shoulder, looking out at the world together. Love makes burdens lighter because you divide them. It makes joys more intense because you share them. And it makes you stronger so that you can reach out and be engaged in life in ways that you dare not do alone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for the love that this couple shares for one another. Thank you for the family and friends who are able to attend. But Lord, most of all, thank you for the love with which you first loved us. And I pray that today would be memorable for Sterling and Melissa as they pledge their commitment to each other and their love for one another. Give them strength, give them power, and give them conviction to make this union one that will bring them happiness for the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So very simply, I want to issue the both of you a challenge today, and then I want to give you some words of encouragement as well. The challenge comes in that what you two ought to do from this point forward is to always keep in mind the greatest example of love that has ever been given to us. You see, in the same way that Jesus Christ left heaven, came down to this earth, and he took human flesh upon himself, and he spent his life on this earth caring for one another, loving for one another, meeting the needs of others, in the same way that Jesus took on human flesh and lived in this life to care for others, it is now your goal to love one another in that same way. That self-sacrificing type of love, that you would put somebody else's needs above your own, just as Jesus did when he went to the cross to pay the penalty for sins for all mankind. This challenge means that you should strive to display such a powerful and such a passionate love for one another that your friends and your family, those who are gathered here today, they look at the two of you and they wonder how in the world two people could love so much. I want this marriage to be that high standard by which other people compare theirs against. I want them to be able to look at the way that you treat each other and the way that you love each other, that you're always there for each other, that you always say good things about each other, even when the other one's not there, that others would wonder how in the world two people could love so much. Let this be the standard by which others compare theirs against. Now here's the encouragement. This challenge is possible. This challenge is possible because love is so much more than just a feeling. Love is an action and a choice. Every day that you wake up next to one another, you can decide how to love one another in this way that demonstrates that self-sacrificing love. It doesn't matter how you feel when you wake up. You may not always be happy. You may not always feel good. You may wake up some days crabby or with a cold. And when those days come, it's not how you feel about one another. It's the conscious decision that you make with your head and with your heart to continue to show love to one another. Therefore, Melissa, I'm going to ask you to love Sterling, even when he drives you crazy. Sterling, I'm going to ask you to love Melissa, even when you don't understand her, and there will be days where that will happen. Both of you, refuse to ever let love simply be a matter of the heart. Let it always be a matter of the head and the heart working together. Family and friends, you have a part in this marriage as well. By your presence today, you are stating that you love and care about this couple who stands before you and stands before God today. They are making a significant commitment to each other on this day, and I would ask that you would commit to praying for this couple, that they would love each other in the ways that I've described, in the way that the Bible calls a husband and wife to love. And then I would also ask that you do everything within your power to help this marriage be that good marriage that others could compare theirs against. It's now time to exchange your marital vows. So Sterling, will you have Melissa to be your wedded wife, to live together in the covenant of faith, hope, and love, according to the intention of God for your lives together in Jesus Christ? Will you listen to her inmost thoughts, be considerate and tender in your care of her, stand by her faithfully in sickness and in health, and preferring her above all others, accept full responsibility for her every necessity as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Same to you, Melissa. Will you have Sterling to be your wedded husband, to live together in the covenant of faith, hope, and love, according to the intention of God for your lives together in Jesus Christ? Will you listen to his inmost thoughts and be considerate and tender in your care of him? Stand by him faithfully in sickness and in health, and preferring him above all others, accept full responsibility for his every necessity as long as you both shall live. Well, it's time for the rings. Can I have the bride's ring first? I can. Okay. Yep. You pull the string and I'll pull the ring. Good job. In all ages and among all peoples, the ring has been a symbol of that which is measureless. And thus, in this holy hour, it's a symbol of your measureless and boundless devotion to each other. It's a circle. You'll notice that it has no beginning nor ending. Therefore, forever in your marital vows until death should cause you to part, you are to keep the vows that you make today. This ring is a sign and a seal of your commitment to each other and the promises you're about to make. So, Sterling, as a ceaseless reminder of the sacred relationship, place this ring on the wedding finger of your bride and repeat after me. I, Sterling, take thee, Melissa.
I, Sterling, take thee, Melissa.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To love and cherish.
To love and cherish.
To honor and sustain.
To honor and sustain.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In poverty as in wealth.
In poverty as in wealth.
In the bad that may darken our days.
In the bad that may darken our days.
And in the good that may light our ways.
And in the good that may light our ways.
And I promise to be true to you in all things.
And I promise to be true to you in all things.
Until death alone shall part us.
Until death alone shall part us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I have this ring. Invested with the same significance as the ring you have just received, a circle of precious metal indicating the longevity of your devotion and the pricelessness of your love. Please place this finger on the wedding finger of your husband and repeat after me. I, Melissa, take thee, Sterling.
I, Melissa, take thee, Sterling.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To love and cherish.
To love and cherish.
To honor and sustain.
To honor and sustain.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In poverty as in wealth.
In poverty as in wealth.
In the bad that may darken our days.
In the bad that may darken our days.
And in the good that may light our ways.
And in the good that may light our ways.
And I promise to be true to you in all things.
And I promise to be true to you in all things.
Until death alone shall part us.
Until death alone shall part us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The lighting of the unity candle represents two lives becoming one. Melissa and Sterling, you will step around the table, and each of you will take a single candle that was lit by Liam today to remind you of the love of your families that have been with you to this moment. And then you will take those two individual candles and join them together as one to light the unity candle, representing the presence of the light of God in the heart of your union today. And as you do this, you stand shoulder to shoulder. And I invite you to take a moment to pause and look at the people who are here celebrating this day with you. And know that each and every one in this place has come to celebrate your two lives becoming one, that symbolized now in the unity candle.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Our Father, we acknowledge you as the giver of every good and perfect gift. We are aware that your greatest gift is love. We remember with gratitude that you demonstrated your love on a cross in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ. Today we pray that your love will flow into this union. May Sterling and Melissa be open to your love and grace, that they will let it flow freely in their marriage. Let it deepen their trust in each other. Father, may they be enabled by your strength to support and encourage one another. Father, I pray that their home may be a haven where spiritual values are treasured and holy principles are taught. And now, our Father, we commit this marriage to your keeping. Attend it with your daily nurture and your divine care. And may grace and peace be gifts from your hand. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Sterling and Melissa, having pledged your faith in and love to each other, and having sealed your solemn marital vows by the giving and receiving of rings, acting in the authority invested in me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Sterling, you may now kiss your bride. Well, before I introduce this couple, I want to make a couple announcements. Family is invited to join this new couple in the inner room right afterwards, and you can gather there before pictures, and then you're all invited to the reception taking place afterwards. All right, I am now pleased to introduce to you for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Ingram.
I could say you're beautiful, 'cause when I look at you, that's all I see. But girl, you've got a heart of gold, and that's what made me fall in love so deep. So you ain't there and gotta worry about if I'm gonna leave. My heart's dead and buried. You hold them keys and I found love eternally, 'cause I do. She's only got her eyes locked in on me. No matter what I know, she'll never leave. That's why wherever she is, I wanna be. You're my world, you got the kind of love so soft and sweet. You never get enough of you, baby. Been all across the world, no one competes. Mean there's no girl in the world like mine. Australia, Africa, ain't nobody matching ya. She's mine, all mine, all mine. She's only got her eyes locked in on me. No matter what I know, she'll never leave. That's why wherever she is, I wanna be. In my world, my world, you got the kind of love so soft and sweet. No why wherever she is, I wanna be. You're my world, my world. Got that kind of love, so soft and sweet. Could never get enough of you, baby. Been all across the world, no one competes. You're my world, my world. You're my world.